This is RTI, Radio Tatras International.
Welcome back to Postcard from Pop Brad with me, Eric Wiltshire, Lee Banks in the UK and Mark Gander in Paris.
And I can just announce that Zsa Gabor has got her estate up for sale at $15 million and she lost $10 million to the Madoff the Ponzi scheme? But I don't know how much she's worth after that. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
No, it's all right. No, you're right.
£10 million ain't a lot of dosh, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it's not that much.
No, I'm surprised.
Where's the rest of
it?
Sort of
fighting over nothing.
Yes. Before the break, I promised you I would bring you a story of a lady I have got just so much admiration for, and I genuinely have. And if anybody makes any cheap jokes out of this one, I'm going to be miffed. Because ahead of the Olympics, there's a magazine that comes out called, well, it's connected to the TV channel called ESPN, which is a sports channel, and it has a magazine called The Body Issue. Now, everybody that's in it is naked, but you don't see any bits, because everything's done more subtly than paintings in the Louvre near Marc, as it goes. And one of the most amazing people is a young lady called Oksana Masters, who was born in the Ukraine, just down the road from me. And sadly, she was deformed at birth. Her legs were really, really bad. And she had to have them amputated as a youngster. But she's going to be in the Paralympics. And there's a picture of her in the ESPN, The Body Issue, absolutely as she was born. And she grew up
a little older than that, I have to say.
Well, this is true. Bits have changed. She grew up in a very poor orphanage in the Ukraine where there wasn't much food about. And so she actually got to the stage of not eating to learn to overcome the problems of hunger. She says in the magazine, "I was born with legs, but they were so deformed," she said. She thinks it was down to regular leaks of radiation, which is absolutely terrible. And after suffering severe pain for a long time, both legs were amputated around the knee. She's come back from that. She's absolutely fit, a young lady, and I don't mean that in the wrong sense. You know, there's not an ounce of waste on her anywhere. And she's been training for the Paralympics, which runs from the 29th of August through to September 9. And she said it's been like a full-time job. I can imagine it has, looking at how fit you are.
Really?
And with her partner, Rob Jones, who lost his legs after stepping on an IED in Afghanistan in 2010, the pair of them are rowing together. Absolutely amazing. And I couldn't even give them a round of applause that would be good enough for them. I wish them all the very best in the Paralympics, and I just hope they win medals. I really do. And one of the things we were talking about as the tenuous link here was trying, as many of you know, Lee's going to be the anchor of broadcasting down at the Slovak House in London at the Olympics, so you're going to hear lots of him. And one of the things he said to me, it would be really nice to actually get the message of where Slovakia is out to the big wide world. And I've been thinking about this all morning, and I'm just thinking, do you think you're going to do more than the lovely Slovak tennis star Daniela Hančíková, who's also in the Body Issue of ESPN this month?
She's quite lovely too.
Isn't she?
No, wait, what? Can I just ask something here?
Yes.
I agree with you. The girls who allowed themselves to be photographed for this Body Issue magazine are good, and I have no objection to Oksana doing what she did. People say that beauty is skin deep, but it isn't. It's a matter of pride and determination and strength, and that's what she's shown.
Yeah.
But why did ESPNS want to get all these athletes naked?
I don't know, but they do it all the time. When there's a big sporting event on, it's all
bit
done.
Cynical, isn't it?
Wow. But the funny thing is, it's not for the boys around. It's not like Penthouse magazine or any of the other ones.
Nothing like that. No.
There are no bits showing, naughty bits, and it's very tastefully done. I don't know what the motivation is, Lee, but I'm sure they get a lot of publicity out of it.
I'm sure they get a lot of publicity.
Well, I think the whole idea is to show athletic bodies. So, yeah. I mean, that's really what it's about.
And I can't, I can't see any problem with that myself, but I really
I can't
am.
See any problem with it.
Well, don't forget, I mean, the Olympics originally had naked runners in the ancient times.
It's
although they were all men. Mm. But you know, so if you want,
dressed
the tradition
as women.
Is for, You're talking about Greek policemen in skirts.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway,
hey!
I just want to say again and reiterate the fact, I think Oksana is an absolute star. I do wish her the best. And I'm almost envious of the power she must have to enable herself to be photographed like that for a magazine that everybody's going to know. It's all over the internet as well. And she's just an amazingly proud lady. I'm just in awe of her. I really am.
And so she should be. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Wish them all the best at the Paralympics. And don't forget, if you are in the UK, do contribute to the Paralympics because it's a hell of a good thing to do. Adele has made it into the top 10 of world's highest paid celebrities under the age of 30. Why is it
Who's
amazing?
Who's Adele?
Sometimes.
Is she the one who did To Make You Feel My Love?
Hey?
Me?
Did she do the song To Make You Feel My Love?
I was going to say, I don't know anything about her either. I've heard the name.
Yes, well,
if that's Adele. Yeah. She has made this money because she sang a Bob Dylan song.
Oh, no!
Yes! His royal bumness made this woman who she is today. He made her rich.
Can you just remind her of how the song goes, please?
Lee, sing the song.
Just give us a couple of bars.
Yeah, right. Hang on then. When the rain is falling in her face.
No, that's not herself.
She's got a deep voice, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, very much.
Yeah, she looks like a bloke. She looks like a Greek in a skirt.
No, she doesn't. Adele has lost huge amounts of weight, but unfortunately she's putting loads back on at the moment because she's expecting a baby in September.
Do you know what caused it? Now you've got all that money, you could find out.
and rumour has it that the guy who was her boyfriend was seen by the paparazzi the other day with a wedding ring on his finger. Ooh, ah. Yeah. Anyway, stay with music for a couple of secs. Stone Me, are they taking the mickey? I don't believe we're doing this.
Yeah, I can't believe it. The Rolling Stones should be under the moss, not gathering it. Mick's like a scruffy window sticker. Keith Richards like your arthritic uncle. And that drummer, whatever his name is, Charlie Watts, he's like a retired accountant.
No, Keith Richards definitely needs to get his iron out.
I know.
He's got more wrinkles than Nora Batty's stockings.
Well, you know, listen, that is Keith Richards now. And quite frankly, without the wrinkles, he just wouldn't be the guy that everybody just thinks is so amazing. So, you know, it's all great. And how amazing, 50 years of it.
I don't think it's amazing. I think they are a band that in its time were probably, well, I'm sure, were better than the Beatles. And now, 50 years on, they are not. They are a geriatric dinosaur band that really hasn't moved on.
People are still like them. If you criticise them, you criticise them. You're criticising all the fans and you're criticising all the other people who like them for their music taste and so forth. That's
and
just
you're criticising Bob Dylan as well.
I don't care. I'm a man. I can take them on.
You're criticising Bob Dylan as well, then?
No, I'm not criticising.
Listen, I think they've turned out to be very nice boys. My grandmother used to tell me the Beatles were very nice boys and she didn't think much of the Rolling Stones, but I think she'd be proud of them now. Mm. And me too.
What it is, they've not contributed anything artistically to rock and roll or the music scene generally in the last 30 years.
They've had lots of albums.
Has created more art and more work than most people would do in a lifetime in the last 20 years of his career.
As we've been name-dropping at the beginning of the show, I'll do another quote for you. Ian Gillan from Deep Purple, when I went to see him about 4 or 5 years ago, I actually had the audacity to ask him, you know, what kept the band going? And what was the appeal today? Because
did he tell you the truth?
I knew what was done in terms of ticket sales down in Budapest. It was sold out, 25,000 tickets. They were all gone. And he said, his answer was, I don't know, Eric. You'll have to ask somebody else. And I just waited a moment, and then he said, do you know, he said, I asked my daughter that same question when we were in London, and she brought her friends to the gig, and everybody was really thrilled. And he turned to his daughter, he said, I don't get it. What is it about the band now? She said, you're cool.
Cool, absolutely. There, that his Royal Bobness is cool. Oh. Let's ask you this. I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you both a question, right?
Right.
He's an old mate of mine. Honest to God, this bloke is an old mate of mine. But what do you think to him? Ozzy Osbourne.
He's cool.
He isn't cool.
He is.
He's still got that same whiny voice he had 30 years ago. He can't walk now properly. He shambles about. He, again, has contributed nothing to rock and roll music that any backstreet garage band couldn't have done. And he's just living off his name and reputation, which is exactly what the Rolling Bones are doing. Dylan and some others like Neil Young, Tom Waits, and a lot of Pink Floyd are all still creating things which are vivid and important today.
So do Deep Purple.
And Status Quo.
Yes.
They have done so many variations on that one song that they should go down in the history. Yeah.
Now they're 12 bar. They just play 12 bar blues.
Yeah, yes. And the problem is they only know four of them.
No, they're nice people. I like the pair of them. But no, seriously. I mean, if you mentioned Ozzy, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago. Number one hit at Christmas with his daughter. That was new.
Yeah. That's right. But that wasn't him creating something incredible. That was him doing a ballad. And the only reason it was incredible is because he wasn't really well known for doing ballads. And his daughter actually was the draw at the time. Ozzy just hitched a lift on his daughter's apron string.
But what I'm saying to you, Lee, is the public took it to their hearts. The public made it number one. And surely the public are right.
No, the public are not known for having the best possible techniques like music and art. People, why do you think programmes like X Factor are the top shows in the world? Why do you think...
Because people like them.
Because they've got no taste.
Yeah, well, I totally agree about that. I mean, X Factor and...
I don't personally like X Factor, but I respect the fact... that, like our audience, some of them don't like us. Some of them love to hate us, and some of them love us. It doesn't matter to me that the audience is the most important thing, and the viewers to TV programs are the most important thing. If they are entertained by that program, whether it be ferreting in Shropshire or The X Factor,
Firtling in Shropshire. I've been firtling in Shropshire for 20 years now.
Right. It makes absolutely no difference. If the audience embrace it, if the audience get pleasure from it, then that's a good programme.
I'm sorry, we've got to let me come back on that. That is absolutely the most biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard.
Why?
Because, first of all, the people who decide what is presented in shows like The X Factor are like Mr. Big Biffer's cowl, right? He decides what songs are used. He decides what acts go on. He decides everything about it. Mm-hmm. And they are the people like Simon Cowell and Louis Walsh and people like that are the lowest common denominator in creativity in the world today. They turn out elevator music, which is slightly elevated beyond the cellar.
If I remember rightly, didn't Adele find fame through a TV show like that?
I've no idea. Why does that mean she's good? Just because she's made 35? Will Young came off X Factor or something like that. And what a simpering idiot he is. And how could anybody consider Will Young to be talented?
If the people... It's like anything, Lee. If you looked at a hi-fi and said, that's wonderful, and listened to it and go, it's wonderful, other people would say it sounded horrible.
What we're talking about is the fact that you're saying that because people watch The X Factor, it must be the greatest work of art in the world today.
I didn't say that. No, I didn't. Absolutely misnomer there, mate. If it's entertainment, if it's entertaining people and they enjoy it and they come back for more and more and more, that's
public
fine.
Executions entertain people.
Possibly, but if it's entertaining, what's not entertaining?
A public execution involving Simon Cowell now, that'd be the biggest show in the world.
Well, that's exactly like the Go Compare commercial on British television that the British public love.
I've been asked to sing that again on the show. You know.
And a few people don't like because they're arty-farty idiots.
It's not a matter of being an arty-farty idiot. It's a matter of whether it's any good or not. The shooting of the Go Compare man is one of the best adverts ever done because it is low art, but it has a high edge of art. It hits everything on so many levels. Simon Cowell and the X Factor only hit you on one level, and that's in the gentleman's downstairs apparatus.
We move on. we'll try and do this seriously. Major screw up with G4S, a security company, who couldn't get enough in people to be employed as security people, have held their ends up eventually, and it can't supply 10,000 guards as it was originally agreed it would do. There's all sorts of, and I hate this story for one reason.
Go on.
The politicians just want to make political brownie points out of it, rather than fixing the problem. The problem is there is a shortfall. The sensible solution is 3,500 military people have come in. G4S won't get paid. They'll probably get a fine. And the cheap jibes from different political parties towards...
Like what?
That, because the political parties don't want to fix the problem. I've watched them on purpose on television being interviewed. And even there's actually a very good interviewer on Sky News. He was pushing the point about the problem, the actual core problem. And the person being interviewed had to take it back to cheap political brownie points. Surely
you should be able to score some cheap political brownie points off of carnos like this. This is absolutely appalling. G4S were given an opportunity to do something properly, and they didn't do it.
Well, I mean, let me say that their failure is not a marginal failure.
No,
out of 10,000 guards they were meant to deliver, they failed on 3,500. That's 35% of their commitment.
So it's G4S that's the problem. Not necessarily a politician, or
yeah, but it should be I think there is the whole thing. You know, you can't just say, right, well, we farmed this out, that's the end of it. You know, rub your hands and wash your hands of it.
Yeah. And why is it only come out 2 weeks before the games are actually taking place?
Yeah, how long ago did G4S know about this? And how? I mean, even the politicians must have known about this something earlier.
Yeah. If that is, if it is that G4S had actually told them the truth.
Well, dear me, if they hadn't, if they've only just let on now and they've been hiding it, then we have serious, serious trouble.
I think it's G4S that's been hiding everything. Also, another big non-story is the fury as MPs are given tickets by sponsors for big nights of the games. And I don't see what the problem is.
Well, I don't see what the problem is, except that why should MPs get them? Why, there are far more deserving causes in this world for
what you mean, like Lee Banks?
I'm there anyway.
I know you are.
No, but the simple fact is that MPs never ever manage to get the faces out of the trough before the what's it? It's the fan, and once again they've been caught getting something for nothing because of the power that they wield. Other people, remember that a lot of the tickets are now on sale at half price because not enough people are going to the games in the first place. And so for these people, ministers, to be able to go for free, it's a joke.
Mark?
Well, I completely agree on. But I mean, you know, everybody seems to have their nose in the trough here, whether they're bankers or bankers' executives or members of parliament. Everybody seems to be picking up something. I just don't understand, really. Yeah. I mean, we're going through an amazing... Or maybe we're just finding about it. Maybe we're just getting smarter about finding out all about it. But we seem to be going through an amazing period of either corruption or quasi-corruption. Quasi-corruption meaning legal, but it ain't nice.
So when, I think let's just change the concept then. So
hang on, wait, because he was just about to say something good about me.
Was he? Oh, sorry.
I think what Mark has said is a very good point. That
hang on, can we repeat that, Lee?
I think the point that Mark made is a very good point.
And again, for posterity?
I think the point that Mark made is a very good point.
Carry on.
That could become your jingle. Like, I bet you get
it. Let's move on, because now he's about to say
3 years I've been waiting for a jingle, and he's just done one for you.
Get on with it.
No, I agree with that. And I think the point is, very simply, that the press has been galvanised by the Leafs and inquiry into doing things. And so many things are being exposed at this moment, from politicians to bankers to the Olympics to people in security for the Olympics. Things are happening. The press are going all out to do their job and do it properly. And that's
okay,
explosive.
So let's create another...
Nothing to do with revenge.
Now, let's have another little fictitious...
I think it's lots to do with revenge.
Yeah, I think it probably is. Yeah. But still, if revenge motivates transparency, then let's have loads of revenge.
Well, let's create another little pretend company. So we now have Lee Quick.
Lee Very Long and Slow.
No, Lee Fitz, that'll do. Who is a major tyre company in the UK. Mark, you're now an MP.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, and I work for Lee. Oh, dear. Oh, that's bad.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. So I work for Lee, and I go to work with my tyres that are nearly worn out, and Lee Fitz says, "That's all right, Eric. You can have them at trade price, what I pay for them." And the MP goes in, and he says, "Oh, that's going to cost you £50 each, whereas Eric has just paid £25. So isn't that wrong?
No.
Why?
Well, because if... Because they're my tyres and I can do what I want with them. But if the MP came in and just took them as a matter of right, as if they were entitled to my tyres...
No, the MP's paid...
to tickets for the Olympics.
No, Mark's paid full price and I've paid a lot less.
Yeah. Well, I don't like Mark as much as I like you.
You see, it goes on everywhere.
Of course it does, but we're not all MPs and bankers and things like that. We're not all people like Mark says that need to be seen with transparency. Yeah. Transparency doesn't mean being visible.
What does it mean then?
It means to be honest and straightforward and don't con people and rip people off pretend that you're entitled to a moat round your house when you're not.
Right, we'll ask Mark.
I think public duty and public prominence come with certain responsibilities, and I think those responsibilities include transparency. And you're right, it doesn't mean invisible, it doesn't mean you become the invisible man, it means you become the very visible man.
Right, exactly. So will we have transparency here then, Mark, as the banking scandal cross-party probe has been unveiled? We have got on the MP's banking commission thingy, Lee's just pulled his plugs out.
I'm putting it back.
Thank you. Andrew Tyrie, the Conservative, Chairman of the new Commission and Treasury Select Committee, ex-advisor to Chancellor Nigel Lawson. I like his daughter. Mark Garnier, who's the, as not Mark Gander, former London City of London investment banker and fund manager. Pat McFadden, the Labour and ex-business minister and aide to Tony Blair. Andy Love Labour, Edmonton and former Labour ministerial aide. And John Thurso, a hotelier by profession, from the Lib Dems. Is that going to give us transparency over this, Mark?
Well, no, it worries me because I think that, you know, it's already a huge party issue. You know, everybody's trying to score points in exactly the same way you pointed to how everybody's trying to capitalise, for instance, on the soldiers and the Olympics. And I think there's a big possibility here that this inquiry might be obscured or might become distorted because everybody's sort of falling from party lines. What was really needed, and I mean, the Labour Party did call for it at some point, they seem to have abandoned now that, is that there was a proper judicial inquiry along the lines of the Leavesome. Because I have to say, I haven't heard anybody yet.
I thought you were going to say they were going to ask for us.
No, I don't think they will. No. But I haven't heard anybody criticising the Leveson inquiry yet. I don't know if Lee wants to say anything about that. No. But it seems to be pretty thorough. It's causing waves and more than ripples of discomfort. And I think that that's what we need here. And I don't think this is likely to do it.
Because of time, Mark had the only comment on this. Lee's going to have the only comment on the next one. Andy Murray cries his way to millions, Lee.
Well, yeah, I think that really he has done himself. He is the nearly man of tennis, isn't he? Mm. He is the man who nearly succeeded. And he has guaranteed his future by breaking down and crying like a big girly on telly.
I can't believe it. The O0 network seems to be catching up with itself. O2 users have blacked out for a couple of days this week. It was the internet access. It was all sorts of things going wrong. We still don't know why it went wrong, but O2 have said it was not down to hackers or an explosion inside a server. It's been a complete mess, but hopefully by now you'll be able to listen to us again on your mobile, as lots of you do. An idiot story to finish up with, and I'd like your views, both of you gentlemen, and I will share a little bit before I ask the question. Justin Edwards has been in court because I'm very sorry if I say your name wrong, madam, Julissa Con... How do you say that?
Contostavlos.
I don't know. But anyway, an X Factor judge.
Contostavlos.
The one. Anyway, she went to
Contostavlos.
Contostavlos. That's good. Chusilla Contostavlos, that'll do.
It's Contostavlos, isn't it?
Anyway, she went to the London High Court because her ex-boyfriend, Justin Edwards, had put a sex video of the pair of them on the internet. And she wanted it taken down and blocked and all the rest of it.
It's not what he wanted taken down, though, was it?
Unfortunately, young Julissa is going to now be horrified because the end result of the High Court case means it's gone everywhere on the internet.
And has anybody here had a look at it?
And all I will say is this. If you do bother to search, which I wouldn't be bothered to do, the fact is that on sites where it will never be removed, which are out of judicial control of the London High Court, the video is now everywhere. It's almost...
How do you know that, Mr. Eric?
Just type it into Google. You can find it, how simple it is, Lee. And the trouble is... this Justin Edwards has got his 15 minutes of fame, but poor Julissa is now going to be stuck with this video on the internet for more years than I care to think about.
Yeah.
There is a very straightforward point to this, though. If you are famous and you are having an affair with somebody, or when I say affair, I mean a love affair, would you allow them to do a video of you in... canubiling with somebody and knowing full well that if the affair ends that they could put it on the internet and
I've got one little story to finish off with very, very quickly. San Francisco plans to ban officials from buying Apple Macs. I couldn't resist it. We'll see you next week. Say goodbye, gentlemen.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
The Station of the Stars. RTI.